All right, ladies and gentlemen, Paul Joseph Watson coming up in about 8 minutes. If you go to the CNBC website, you can read the quotes by the economist. It's not actually in that shorter video clip. We're trying to find a longer one. Investment banker, it's going to get nasty. Buy land, barbed wire, and guns. Gold climbs a new record as double-dip recession talk grows. And, of course, Bloomberg reporting since the weekend, U.S. $13 trillion debt poised to overtake GDP chart of the day. I mean, this is where they wanted to get us. This is the exact position they wanted to put us in. Morgan in Alabama. Morgan, you're on the air.
Yeah, I want to talk about the BP incident. And my thing is, since it happened, they quit talking about the explosions that happened. They haven't mentioned anything else about that. It's been like a shadow over it in the media. But to me, it just seems like the Gulf Coast is a great place for them to experiment or to start their dominance in this country of the takeover that you talk about a lot. And I think when it gets really hot down here this summer, the gas prices are going to be affected by this. And I'm not saying that I know that, you know, nobody knows for sure. But I think that's part of the plan, and it may be part of finally collapsing the dollar because, you know, when you've seen in the past 8 years, when we've had the hurricane seasons, it's really bad. You have three or four hurricanes come, you know, and hit the Gulf Coast. You see these gas shortages happening, you know, people standing in line. I think that it's going to be, you know, three times as worse, at least by August. It's going to be really bad.
No, I agree with you. It's again, I mean, it's a perfect storm of things happening. And you add to that that BP now says that another company put an unauthorized piece of equipment on and they can't get answers. And that's where the real investigation should be focused. That could be the cover for the false flag event. And Watson, Steve Watson, Paul Watson, and myself put an article together that boils all of this down. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com, and Paul Watson's going to walk through that, and he may even take some calls, probably will, after the half-hour point, after he's covered it, specifically on the oil spill. In fact, I've tried to get to all the calls that were on the board, but we're not going to be successful at that. But I'll have John up at the network go through Donna, Chris, Mysterious, and other callers. Why don't you just call yourself Frankenberry or something? I don't know. I'm Mysterious. Tweedledee. Whatever. I'm going to stop being stupid. Keebler. Just give yourself some type of fanciful name. We'll say the caller from California is Matt Ryan. How does that sound? We'll say that secretly Matt Ryan calling in. No, to be totally serious here, 1-800-259-9231. Watson coming up at the bottom of the hour if he covers the news. He'll take a few calls on the Gulf oil spill to get your take on that. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us here live on air. There's another big report up on Drudge. 74% oppose taxing internet news sites to help newspapers. That's been proposed by the Federal Trade Commission. And there's a poll out. There's an article by Rasmussen polls dealing with this. I'm ashamed that 26% of people that were polled would want to take money from people that have websites and give it to the fat cat, corrupt, lying newspapers. But again, you got 26%. I bet those are government workers and bureaucrat types. That's about who works for the government now. Of course, 95% of new job growth is in the government sector. And I'm not saying we don't need some government, but come on, folks, the whole country's collapsing. We're not going to have any jobs if this doesn't stop. But if you go to PrisonPlanet.com, you can read the top story that's just gone up in the last hour. Evidence points to BP oil spill, false flag. This goes through all of it. It is so important that this article get out to everyone and that this article run the blockade that BP's got up there with Google trying to block all critical news of BP out of the Internet. You know, they're trying to block us there. We might just let them block us because maybe they'll just throw a fit and shut the whole web down if we don't submit to them. No, folks, we've got to fight back. Great job with the crew. I'm going to bow out. Paul Watson is coming up for the last 58 minutes of transmission. Don't forget the online video bookstore to support us and get key material, Infowars.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride? Had less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's Tuesday, June 8th, 2010. This is the final hour of the Alex Jones Show. My name is Paul Joseph Watson. I'm the editor and writer at PrisonPlanet.com, and I'll be sitting in for the last 60 minutes on today's broadcast, as I did yesterday. Of course, we have Kurt Nimmo over at Infowars.com and Steve Watson, who is the writer and editor at Infowars.net, as well as PrisonPlanet.com. Now, Alex has been discussing the BP oil spill throughout the length of the broadcast. Within the last hour, we've just published a report on this at PrisonPlanet.com. And there are a number of disturbing, suspicious, and revealing pieces of evidence that, as Alex talks about in the past 3 hours, strongly indicate that not only was there foreknowledge of the explosion, but the so-called accident may indeed have been deliberate. Now, what we've seen over the past several days is, and especially today, this fake grandstanding by Obama. He's going to, quote, kick ass and deal with the culprits of whoever was behind and whoever was responsible for the oil spill. And basically, I'm just not buying it. I mean, Obama was anointed at the 2008 Bilderberg meeting in Chantilly, Virginia, where he met there with Hillary Clinton in this big secret meeting that was built up by the media but never actually reported on the fact that it was at Bilderberg. Now, BP basically is Bilderberg every single person of influence within British Petroleum is a key Bilderberg member and regular attendee. People like John Brown, the former CEO, people like the chairman, Henrik Svanberg, and of course the current chief executive of BP, Tony Hayward, who was recently pretty active in getting rid of his shares in BP right before the oil spill. That's one of the pieces of evidence we cover in the article. And of course, former BP chairman Peter Sutherland, who is now the chairman of Goldman Sachs, who also attended the Bilderberg meeting in Spain over this past weekend. So this sideshow, this Punch and Judy show that Obama is now going after BP and after the culprits of the oil spill, I'm just not buying it, because, I mean, the first thing that Obama did after this happened and after it became pretty apparent that it was a big disaster and that it was ruining businesses and livelihoods all around the Gulf Coast, the first thing he did was go on holiday. In fact, he's been on two vacations since it happened. 2 weeks ago, he was playing basketball. I mean, come on. There's no way Obama's going after BP. They're both Bilderberg minions. They're on the same team. And indeed, it seems like Obama's taking one for the team with his political career, because there's certainly no way he's going to go after BP, because they're both together with the Bilderberg group in on this New World Order. And ultimately, the bigger this crisis gets, and the more the media hypes it up, the bigger the opportunity to exploit it, which is, you know, exactly what people like Rahm Emanuel, Obama's top advisor, and Hillary Clinton both routinely call for, is for crises to be exploited to pursue the agenda of world government, which is exactly what's happening with this BP disaster. And it's not just the fact that Halliburton, as Alex mentioned in the last segment, purchased this company to deal with, specifically this company deals with oil spill cleanups, and Halliburton purchased it right before the explosion happened. It's not just the fact that Goldman Sachs, which of course is headed up now by Peter Sutherland, Bilderberger and former BP CEO, Goldman Sachs dumped 44% of its shares in BP, British Petroleum, during the first quarter of this year. And it's not just the fact that Tony Hayward, the current BP CEO, sold £1.4 million of his shares in BP in the weeks before the disaster. I mean, all that suggests that there was foreknowledge, indeed. But the most alarming smoking gun is the fact that BP's own investigative report into the oil spill, on page 37, and we've got this linked up in the article on prisonplanet.com, quite clearly states that, quote, undocumented modifications were made to the hydraulic system that is used to seal the well in the event of an emergency before the explosion took place. So BP is now claiming that they don't know who did this, when it happened, it's completely undocumented, but that modifications were made to the very piece of equipment that is supposed to stop this kind of disaster from taking place. Now, why that's not all over the news, I have no idea, because it's right there in page 37 of BP's own investigative report into the disaster. So not only do we have the suspicious stock and share sales right before the event, Halliburton purchasing this oil spill cleanup company right before the event, but we have the fact that BP's own report says that unknown modifications occurred with the very equipment that's supposed to prevent this kind of disaster before the explosion took place. Now, obviously the question to ask is if this was deliberate or if anybody had foreknowledge of it and knew that it was about to take place in order to benefit. Cui bono, who benefits? I mean, experts are now saying that this could drag on for years and years and years. Well, we know that Obama and the globalists who control him, who pull his strings, who anointed him at the 2008 Bilderberg meeting, which was also attended by members of British Petroleum. They want a carbon tax. They want a gas tax. They want a consumption tax. It all basically means the same thing. But they're not going to get it with the situation that we've got in place at the moment. Certainly what would help them to get it ran through is if the government, federal government of the United States, nationalizes the oil companies, which we know is a stated goal of the Democrats. And so we've got, with the failure of Copenhagen and with the exposure of the phony global warming movement after Climategate, the carbon tax has basically hit a dead end. But now we've got this major environmental disaster. Obama appears to have been asleep at the wheel in the initial stages of it. But now he's promising to, quote, kick ass and identify the culprits who were responsible for the mistakes that led to the, quote, accident. But the problem is, the culprits are his Bilderberg friends who visit the same meeting each year and get the same instructions that he does. So there's no way in the world Obama has any interest in prosecuting or finding the culprits behind the disaster. So this is all intended to provide justification for the agenda to nationalize oil companies, which the Democrats have publicly pursued. And it will open the door for a carbon tax. And the longer it drags on, the more intense the problem seems to be with non-stop coverage from the media, who in the initial stages of this, I mean, it was a big story, but it wasn't up there as the top story every day with endless coverage. I mean, every time I turn on CNN or Fox News in the last 2 weeks, top story has always been this BP oil spill, which is strange for a story that started, what, now more than 6 weeks ago. There's a news cycle, and even if this is a big problem, 6 weeks after it occurred, it doesn't normally stay at the top of the news cycle, but it's been pushed back up there because I think we're going to see very soon measures proposed to at least part nationalize the oil companies, or at least use this, exploit this crisis to further the so-called green economy and the move towards a carbon tax, a consumption tax, a gas tax that will, of course, completely eviscerate whatever disposable income the middle class has left after, you know, the crippling fascist austerity measures that are now being proposed, not only in Europe, but also in America. So the article's up there at prisonplanet.com. We run through all the evidence, the suspicion, the indications that not only was there foreknowledge, I don't think anyone can deny that there was some kind of foreknowledge. This mirrors almost entirely the aggressive selling of airline stocks before 9/11.
Watson, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I'm out there watching and listening as you fill in on the syndicated transmission, and I was just reminded of Haiti. Hundreds of thousands dead. It was in the news for 3 weeks. That just happened a few months ago. It's now completely off the table. And Sean Penn and others are running around trying to get celebrities to go public and try to get them help because tens of thousands of more are dying right now. It has completely collapsed. But that just goes to your point of that is a lot bigger than this oil spill. You know, not to belittle, you know, the size of this and the importance of it. So clearly they are artificially hyping it to the top. And I think overall this is as a political diversion from the global political meltdown that's happening. But finish up when you come back with your points. I just wanted to pop in and tell you you're doing a great job. I'm Alex Jones, Paul Joseph Watson, sitting in the last hour today while I sit here in the command center working on a new film. But the show's so informative, I'm just actually sitting here listening to Paul Watson.
Don't answer it. If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm filling in for Alex. It's Paul Joseph Watson. Alex is working on his upcoming documentary film. And we're talking about the BP oil spill. We'll be taking some of your calls in the next segment. Now, we were talking about this grandstanding that's going on with Obama preparing to, quote, kick ass and root out the culprits that were behind making the, quote, mistakes that led to the oil spill. Now BBC is reporting U.S. tests confirm big underwater oil plumes. Tests have shown that underwater oil plumes are traveling dozens of miles from a leaking well in the Gulf of Mexico, the U.S. government says. And it makes reference to this interview with NBC News that Obama did, in which he said he would have fired British Petroleum CEO Tony Hayward over the remarks he's made about the crisis, which, as I said before the break, is a complete misnomer. This idea that Obama is cracking down on BP is completely a fraud. It's a sideshow, because Tony Hayward, Peter Sutherland, and the other people involved at the top with BP are all top Bilderberg attendees, as was Obama in 2008. There's no fight between these people. It's ridiculous to even suggest it, which is why, for the first 3 or 4 weeks of the crisis, Obama was too busy taking two vacations and playing basketball to even care about what was going on. I mean, you know, Nero fiddled while Rome burned. That's exactly what Obama did, because they only benefit from this crisis becoming bigger and bigger, because it jives directly with their agenda for a carbon tax, a consumption tax, a gas tax, which will be made all the more easier if they're able to nationalize the oil companies, which is what the Democrats and Obama have stated is their ultimate agenda. So we're going to take calls on that after the break and get your take on what's going on with the BP oil spill. As I mentioned, prisonplanet.com, in the last hour and a half, we posted a big article on this listing all the evidence suggesting that not only was there foreknowledge with all these top CEOs dumping their stocks, Goldman Sachs dumping their stocks right before the crisis occurred, but there are actually evidence of deliberate tampering with the very systems that are supposed to prevent this kind of disaster. In BP's own official investigative report on page 37, it says that the hydraulic systems were undocumented. There were undocumented alterations with the hydraulic systems before the explosion. Also in the next segment, we're going to get into, just briefly, because we're going to take calls mainly, but how top historians and analysts are now forecasting, and this ties into the carbon tax post-industrial revolution agenda that the globalists are pushing, how top analysts are forecasting an age of rage, and how the austerity measures that you've seen in Greece, you've seen the reaction to them in Greece, the media don't really tell you what those austerity measures are, have provoked chaos, violence, and even deaths. Now, those scenes are coming to the United States. They're coming to other countries in Europe. But what exactly are these austerity measures that the Greeks are so up in arms about? We're going to get into that, and we're going to break down how, if you thought the scenes that we saw unfold in Greece were bad, wait until what's going to happen, not only in the UK, but later on down the line in America, when these same kind of fascist austerity measures, which basically amount to nothing more than a massive lowering of living standards in line with the, quote, post-industrial revolution that the globalists want to force upon the population of the West, you're going to see really how in jeopardy your pensions, your savings, people on welfare, you're going to see how much in jeopardy all these things are with the austerity measures that governments are planning to impose within the next year or two in Europe, and certainly America's going to follow, not for a while. Obviously, they're saying 7 to 10 years America will be on a par with Greece. I think it's going to come into play before that, but certainly Europe will be the first to suffer these consequences of this fiscal fascism from the financial terrorists that caused the crisis in the first place. But after the break, we're going to take your calls on this and the BP oil spill. Stay tuned. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Paul Joseph.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For decades, physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach has been lecturing on how the mainstream medical system has failed us. The model of using drugs and surgeries isn't allowing Americans to live long and healthy lives, but there are alternatives to this broken model. Now, here's Dr. Joel Wallach with his Deadly Recipes lecture for your good health and longevity.
Our goal, of course, is to have everybody die after 120. I don't care if it's 150 or 200, whatever it is. We have the capacity, we have the knowledge to get you well beyond 100. Everybody, when they die past 120, should only have two pieces of paper in your health chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. If you have a 4-inch thick health chart full of all these surgeries and all these diseases, your doctor has failed you. The system has failed you. We want people, when they think of health, well, I'm not going to run to the doctor. I can do this myself. Just like when you're going to lay tile in your house. Does everybody call a contractor now? No, they say, I'm going to run to Home Depot and price some tile there.
Hey, it's MZ. That's the beginning of an inspiring and masterful health lecture by Dr. Joel Wallach. Like Alex Jones, Doc has been subject to ridicule by mainstream forces just for telling the truth. Everyone needs to hear the Deadly Recipes lecture. Listen to it in full at deadlyrecipes.com, and please help us spread the message of the real and simple way to fix health care in America. Remember, deadlyrecipes.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago.
It's the Alex Jones Show. That's right, the British kept coming. I'm Paul Joseph Watson, filling in this final hour for Alex Jones, who is working on his documentary film. Now, we're talking about a BP oil spill, and how the evidence now suggests that not only was there foreknowledge of the event, but that there may even have been tampering with the equipment that caused the oil spill, the explosion itself. We're also going to get into the wider aspects of this post-industrial revolution that the globalists are trying to impose on the free people, specifically in the Western world. But now we're going to take some of your calls. I want to talk about the BP oil spill. I want to talk about Bilderberg, the austerity fascism that's coming. And our first caller is Donna in New Hampshire. Donna, you are on the air.
Hi, Paul. You're doing a wonderful job. I just wanted to kind of touch base with, first of all, my husband is down in the Gulf. He's been down there ever since all of this started uprising. And he has been at ground zero, and he said the oil, when you go 5 miles west or 5 miles east, you didn't see anything all the way up to the shore. And, you know, I really think, this has been my take on it from the very beginning, that BP excuse me, BP is falling on their sword. They're falling on their sword for the New World Order to implement the carbon taxes and get all this, because Obama came in and said that there's going to be no more drilling, which would put my husband out of business, along with the fact that there's no fishing being done. That's ruining a billion-dollar industry right there. What better way to shut down everything and collapse our economy but to come in and make this look bigger than it is? The media has been throwing this completely out, you know, out of whack. And the fact that BP wouldn't even let, you know, most of mainstream media even in and around the area, you know, is telling to me.
Yeah, well, I mean, as soon as this happened, you had people like Mark Levine questioning why Obama was sending SWAT teams there and saying that basically, you know, as you said, this represents completely the wrong response to how this should be handled. You mentioned the fishing that's been devastated, and it has. And we know that the government, the federal government, the globalists do indeed have this agenda to shut down the oil industry. That's what they talk about. That's what Barroso, the EU Commission head, talks about on a regular basis. That's what the post-industrial revolution is. It's about shutting down industry and turning our economy into this green economy, which is a complete disaster because it costs 2.2 jobs for every job created. So they want to lower living standards, they want more in unemployment, and letting this crisis rumble on as it has done is the perfect entree to achieving that. And I thank you for your call. We're going to move on now to Bill in Connecticut. Bill, you're on the air.
How you doing, Paul?
All right, Bill, how are you?
Real good, real good. Hey, just wanted to point out that today on MSNBC, Obama is sitting there saying that he's going to fire the president of British Petroleum for his muffing up the job. And I find it very funny, because didn't the U.S. government say that they were in charge of the job? And if that's true, then isn't Obama firing himself?
Well, that's right. As I said in the last segment, Obama and BP are on arm in arm. They're hand in hand. They're both luminaries of the Bilderberg Group. Now, the idea of Obama being able to fire somebody in a private corporation is, of course, completely fascist. They tried to have that included in the TARP package. In fact, I think they did have language which indicated that Obama would be allowed to fire CEOs of corporations, which, of course, is completely undemocratic. It's completely anti-business, and it's not something that's ever happened before in a free America. But, yeah, it's a Punch and Judy sideshow. Obama's not going to go after BP. He's not going to kick any ass. He's on the same team as them, and both Obama politically and BP are taking one for the team, and they're allowing this to get worse and worse so they can later exploit the crisis.
You know, pertaining to Chris Matthews' show coming up on the 16th there, I thought that everybody should use this as an opportunity, okay, to make lemonade out of lemons. So if Chris Matthews is going to be handing out lemons for the Tea Party and specifically to Alex Jones, you know, I really think that we ought to have a viewing party across the United States of all the Tea Partiers and so on and so forth to go ahead and have a good laugh. Because, you know, we know that these guys are trying to expose people that are exposing them to, you know, to what's really going on. So, you know, I thought that that would be another great thing to probably do.
Yeah, it's a good idea. I mean, the thing about Chris Matthews and this you know, rise of the right is basically going to be a smear attack on Alex Jones and everybody who is trying to expose this globalist takeover. And it's coming up, I believe, in the next few days or early next week. I mean, Chris Matthews says that his hero is Saul Alinsky, you know, the big commie. The rise of the right, I mean, if your hero is Saul Alinsky, then everybody on the political spectrum is going to be to the right of you. It's ridiculous. Alex Jones spent 8 years bashing Bush, and he's this right-wing extremist. I mean, they're hoping that people have quite short memories there. And, of course, it's trying to portray us as radicals. It ties in with the Mayak report, trying to smear us all as domestic terrorists when we've been nothing but peaceful. They did the same thing with the 9/11 truth movement, trying to say they were dangerous, completely failed again. So it's going to be interesting what kind of tactic they, what kind of angle they approach this at, but it's probably going to be the same tired old cliches about how we're this frontier of dangerous extremism when all we're doing is telling the truth and trying to wake up people to what's happening. I thank you for your call. And now we're going to go to Henry in Michigan. Henry, you are on the air.
Hey, Watson. How are you doing?
All right, Henry, what's on your mind?
Well, hey, I'll tell you. I don't know if anybody else has seen this. Or on the 21st, the day after this explosion, they had a survivalist that said that prior to the explosion, the BP project manager, I'm assuming, had a big meeting with all the BP higher echelons of the contractor that built the rig. And they knew perfectly well beforehand that the check valve deal down below was faulty and the seals were broken and everything else. And this kid came out on TV and spilled the beans. Well, since then, I haven't heard one thing about, never have seen this guy again on TV, the survivalist, but he spilled his guts out saying that BP was perfectly aware of the whole situation. And something else.
Go ahead.
And something else that really puzzles me about this whole situation is, you know, I've been a pipe fitter, an industrial pipe fitter for 42 years. And I'm watching these stupid clowns, you know, trying to cut this pipe down there. Granted, it is quite a depth down. But to cap that well would be a simple thing. I mean, you stick in a blow-up plug, you shoot it full of gas, and you fill it full of hydronic cement, and it's capped. And I feel that the reason that BP is negligent in capping this thing is that once it's capped, the well is dead. And it all boils down to the greed and money thing, and plus they're trying to, for some reason, it seems to me they're trying to kill the Gulf. And to raise the gas prices, to bring in their New World Order regime, and make hell on earth here for us.
The point you raised that BP is probably trying to not stop the leak because it would shut down the well entirely. That's a charge that's come up quite often, that their agenda is to restart the well. So if they did shut it down entirely, I mean, there's been talk of nuking it. That would obviously terminate it entirely. Then they would lose a lot of money. But, I mean, as you also talked about earlier, the actual device, the hydraulic control system that's supposed to prevent this kind of disaster from happening, in BP's own investigative report, and I suggest you read it, we link to it in the article that we posted on Prison Planet, very interesting, on page 37, it says that they, quote, identified undocumented modifications to the hydraulic control system. The extent of these modifications is unknown at this time. So they knew that something had been tampered with before it happened, and then you have the foreknowledge of the top BP executives selling all the stocks and shares. So very suspicious, and indicates that a lot more is going on than what we're being told, and there's definitely a cover-up. But we're going to go to the next caller. Thanks for your call, Henry. We're going to Stuart in Massachusetts. Stuart, you are on the air.
Hey, cheers, Watson.
Hi, Stuart. What's on your mind today, Stuart?
Okay, this is what I want to bring up, and I'm not an expert on this, but me and my friends were talking, and my friend Henry, who's pretty smart, brought this up. What's going to happen now when there's a hurricane down there, because there is pretty much every year. And on top of that, what are the odds of lightning igniting and ending up with some real biblical-type weather, like fire raining from the sky? You know what I'm saying? Like, what happens if you get the perfect storm down there? I mean, I know a hurricane's probably going to disperse it all over the South. I mean, it's probably going to get everywhere. But what happens, is it possible for lightning to ignite that while it's in the atmosphere and ending up with just some real horrific, you know, like, basically, like I said, fire raining down from the sky? I don't know if you know much about that either, but I want to put that out there because, you know, he raised that point, and I was like, whoa, you know what I mean? So if somebody who does know about that kind of stuff could look into it, or call up, or if someone could look into it, would be great, because I think people should know if that's a possibility. And that's all I want to say. Thanks.
All right, thanks. Yeah, I don't know much about it personally, but certainly on the issue of the hurricanes, I mean, we saw with Katrina, they used that as an excuse to get the troops in and conduct the disarmament procedure. And now troops, according to reports, are going to be heading there, you know, to deal with the crisis of the oil spill. So we're going to have to watch that very carefully. Thanks for the call, Stuart. And now we're going to go to John in North Carolina. John, you are on the air.
Hey, Paul, thanks for taking my call. About the oil situation, I know there's a large variety of points people have made, and it's tough to say, really. That's my perspective right now, what the nature of it is. I think what we know is that the response was very lackluster, very slow, and is still very slow and lackluster. And it certainly seems like they're trying to let the fire keep burning and not try to put it out. I think we could make that determination, don't you think?
Yeah, and what's amazing to me is, you know, this oil spill camera that we're constantly seeing. You can barely open up a news website without seeing it now. Turn on Fox News or CNN, and this oil spill camera shows you second by second progress of how much is spilling out. And that was set up by BP. So you'd think that, you know, if they're buying Google searches, which they are, then why have they set up this oil spill camera that constantly reminds people of how bad this disaster is second by second? So that's also something that baffled me. It does seem there's an attempt to hype this. And, I mean, obviously it's a devastating crisis, but at some level, BP seem to be involved in hyping the crisis, which is very odd. Unless you consider the fact that they might be trying to hype it to the extent where massive, quote, solutions need to be called for, which obviously lead to nationalization and measures like that that we discussed earlier in the show. But thanks for your call. And we've got a lot of callers coming in. We're going to move to Joe in Chicago. Joe, what's on your mind?
Yes, MI6. K-E-Y-M-O-I-S-E.
Okay. Thanks for the call. Mike in Wyoming, you are on the air. Welcome.
Yes, thanks, Paul. The other day I saw an article of yours that suggested that treaties overriding even the Constitution itself were problematic, or, you know, were a matter of debate, and I just wanted to lay that one to rest. Treaties necessarily fall underneath the Constitution and over statute law. Otherwise, you could use treaties to simply unravel the Constitution itself. And the founders, weighed in on that. They were very explicit that treaties did not sit at the same level in terms of their legal status as the Constitution.
Yeah, that was an article about this UN small arms treaty, which Bilderberg is apparently trying to use as an end run around the Second Amendment. And I basically wrote that, you know, the notion that a treaty trumps the Constitution is a murky area of debate. From what I read, any such treaty needs Senate approval, but there have been examples in the past where it can override the Constitution. I'm not saying that's right. Basically, the point I was making was that this is what the federal government will claim if they try to push this through. So, yeah, you're right. I mean, it's completely illegal for it to happen, but this is what they will claim if they try to get something through like the small arms treaty and then use it against American citizens, that it overrides the Constitution when obviously it doesn't because it's not been approved by Congress or the Senate. Thanks for the call, Mike. And the next caller is Diane in Florida. Diane, you are on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to relay some information I heard on Phil's Gang, which is out of Sarasota, Florida. This is last week. And Goldman Sachs shorted BP 4.6 million shares 2 days before the oil spill. What a coincidence.
Yeah, that's right, and it's in the article. We'll be back after the break. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Paul Joseph Watson. Stay tuned for the final segment. We'll be back in a few minutes.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento la vida me llevó. Y me hizo volar al cielo infinito.
The Alex Jones Show, final segment. Now, we didn't get time to get into this, but we keep hearing about these austerity measures. We keep seeing the riots in Greece and hear people talking about them coming to America. But what exactly are these austerity measures? How will they affect us? How will they affect our savings, our income, our taxes, our pensions, our public services? We've got an article coming up at prisonplanet.com which delves into this and clarifies exactly why there are massive riots coming to Europe and eventually America over the next 2 or 3 years. And this article explains exactly why. But in these final few minutes, we're going to go to our final couple of callers. And the next one is Sonny in Ohio. Sonny, you are on the air. Sonny dropped off. Okay, we'll go to Teresa in California. Teresa, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you, thank you. Yes, I know that based on what I've understood, that the 1% elite own the entire world. And are we supposed to arm ourselves with the ammunition and guns and barricade ourselves in our homes? But I want to ask you one more thing, if I may, please, or just make a statement, that they say that conspiracy theory is bogus. Well, if you look at Gerald Celente, Max Kaiser, Bob Chapman, they all follow suit with the understanding of Alex Jones.
No, I mean, the thing that shocks me is you've got people with $200 haircuts and fancy suits on CNBC saying exactly the same things as Max Kaiser, Gerald Celente, and Alex Jones. So when it gets to that stage, it stops being a conspiracy theory. I mean, take, for example, the article I wrote this morning, investment banker, it's going to get nasty by land, barbed wire, and guns. And this was a guy on CNBC saying this, saying that basically you better stock up on gold, guns, and land because the markets are going south. The turmoil is only going to get worse. And there are going to be riots. And that's exactly what Kaiser, Celente, and Alex Jones have been saying for years. So, I mean, it's gone beyond claiming that this is a conspiracy theory put out by paranoid, insane people. That's dead. That was 5 years ago. Now we're in it. It's manifestly provable and it's happening. So, you know, on the face of it, it's an open conspiracy, as we've emphasized many times. So there's no longer any denial. We're going to try Sonny again. Sonny in Ohio, you're on the air.
Hey, good show today there, Paul.
Okay, Sonny, what's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to tell you, when you were talking about why they're showing the second-by-second thing of the camera footage, it's the watching the train wreck scenario. That's what it is. It's a complete distraction. So you sit there and watch this. Matter of fact, the radio talk show I often listen to here in Cincinnati, the gentleman's a libertarian. He was commenting about that, about the fact that he himself was sitting to watch it for like 40 minutes before a show prep the other day. I'm just sitting there going, what's the purpose? You know, but they're keeping you totally distracted while they're doing all the wizard behind the curtain things with the cap and tax and everything else.
Yeah, exactly. It's a distraction. And the fact that BP put it out there, I mean, shows that entirely. But we've come to the end of the show. Sorry to Janice in Texas. If you call back tomorrow, you'll be able to get on the air. And we've got this big austerity fascism article coming out at prisonplanet.com, so be sure to visit the websites and read that. I'll be back on Monday. Alex will be back tomorrow. Stay tuned for the rebroadcast, which is coming up in a couple of minutes. This is the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.